Now to our Black History Month series. All month, we've invited members of the Tell Me More staff, guests, and our NPR colleagues to share stories about the figure or event from Black history that they most admire. Today, a program regular tells us about a gentleman and a scholar.
I'm Ron Christie, former special assistant to President George W. Bush and a frequent contributor to Tell Me More's political chat and barbershop segments. I'm honored to salute W.E.B. Du Bois as we celebrate Black History Month. Du Bois' storied life as a sociologist, historian, and intellectual leader, as well as his invaluable contributions in pursuit of equality, are often overlooked today. He was the first African-American to earn a Ph.D. from Harvard University in 1895 and founder of the Niagara Movement, an organization that would evolve into the NAACP. His credo is among his most widely read works, and here's an excerpt. "I believe in liberty for all men, the space to stretch their arms and their souls, the right to breathe and the right to vote, the freedom to choose their friends, enjoy the sunshine and ride on the railroads, uncursed by color, thinking, dreaming, working as they will in a kingdom of God and love. I believe in the training of children black even as white, the leading out of little souls into the green pastures and beside the still waters, not for pelf or peace, but for life. I salute W.B. Du Bois for his bravery, his insights, and his belief that all men and women should be treated as equals at a time when being black and seeking such equality came with tremendous risk."
That was Republican strategist Ron Christie, a former special assistant to President George W. Bush. He was saluting his black history hero, William Edward Burghardt Du Bois. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.